people are living different lives, and instead of judging other people's life based on what that other person's life is like, they judge other people based upon what my life is like, kind of thing, and it's unfair. Is that sort of what you mean?
Yeah, sure. But also, in fact, what people are defining as good is coming from somewhere. And if you say that it's coming from your parents' education, for example, it's also coming from their education and so on and so on. So I'm just saying that to find a root kernel, so to see the real truth and to be sure that what you are thinking is your own thinking, you know, not modified by all the arguments that you can have. I'm talking like a programmer of a computer, because we say arguments, you know, to give sense to things. And I think I'm really on the question of how can I be sure of what I'm seeing, or even of what I'm thinking, and what word to put on it.
You know, I think, you know, part of the interpretation of this is that you need kind of self-confidence. I think if you're not confident in yourself and how you feel and who you are and what you're doing, like if you don't know yourself or you don't know your past, then somebody can tell you who you are or tell you what your past is, lie to you, and you won't know the difference, kind of thing. And it leaves you well open to manipulation. And this is actually how cults work. Is you come in, and the first thing they do is they tell you everything that you thought was real was a lie, and I'm now going to replace it with this truth. And secondly, they then put you into a herd mentality, so that you're not just the only one in there that's experiencing this, so you don't have freedom of thought by yourself. Then you get into a silo mentality with everybody else. Then they start to traumatize you, and you know, sleep deprivation or something of that nature. Same thing happens in the military, in boot camp. Same thing happens in law school, and same thing happens in medical school.
Same thing happens in your Alex Jones conspiracy world.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, the truth movement. Everything you know is a lie. I'm going to tell you what the truth is now. And now we need you to act on this truth by doing what we tell you to
Alan,
do. Stay up. Yeah.
Yesterday, yeah. I think, or it might have been the day before yesterday, after I saw that Piers Morgan interview with Alex Jones, cult leader.
Yeah.
That is what he came across as.
You know, I know a producer on the Piers Morgan show. And so I asked her, I said, what the fuck is up with Alex Jones? Was that all an act? Just to see if, who knows, maybe cameras are off, he calms down, gets out the door. She said, no, he's a fucking psycho, and they had to call security on him. That they were freaked out, that manic energy was not the product of a showman or an entertainer. That was just exploding out of him uncontrollably.
I know people who've produced Alex Jones who have hosted in his stead and things of this nature. And I know his cousin, and they all got a similar opinion about him. It's megalomania on top of narcissism, right? Now, be that as it may, you can't point to a single person that wakes people up to at least a different reality and puts them perhaps on a different path. Then instead of wanting to be a servitude-ridden slave to the state or stupidity or the medical industry or something like that, he gets you out of that paradigm.
But the problem is he puts you
into a new one that he controls.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
If you're gonna shatter somebody's paradigm of control, don't just put them into another control paradigm, because where the fuck are you going to end up other than where you exactly are right now anyway? And you wind up getting people who get woken up by Alex Jones and then get really badly disillusioned and then go straight back into enslavement because they felt deceived.
Absolutely. That's my issue. Yeah,
right. And then they feel very cynical about everything that gets presented after that fact, because they were disillusioned, and they're like, oh, there's there was really not as much to that. And then there's a reaction to anything that feels of a similar nature. And so that's it can close people down. But then at the same time, they can move on and open up and be disillusioned repeatedly. Hopefully you get disillusioned over and over and over again. You know, ideally, that's just what can continues to happen until you're just very more perceptive quicker to recognize.
What does the word disillusioned mean? It means I'm no longer operating under an illusion. You how? Vinny, it is not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing. It is a good thing, although it fucking hurts.
Vinny, I had an old friend email me, someone I hadn't spoken to in many years, who saw, I guess, things I was putting on Facebook and sent me something and said something, like accused me of being disillusioned. And I said exactly that. I said, well, disillusioned, yeah, means that I'm no longer under an illusion. And they just didn't respond ever again. It was like, okay, they reached out. Hey, I see you've gone crazy. I see what you're putting on Facebook. You must have gone crazy. And I'm like, no, it means you're no longer under an illusion. I was like, what you're saying is that I'm no longer under an illusion. I assume you still are. That was it.
Just using those little minor interpretations.